This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas, it might be appropriate to be playing Happy Days Are Here Again in the background as we see a number of favorable market fundamentals, such as a limited milk supply and good dairy product demand. You have a look at the November demand data.
It certainly is a wonderful start to the new year, Lee. Prices in most markets climbing higher so far into 2022. In cheese, we've seen some decent prices, maybe a little bit weaker into last week, but still should paint the picture for some good returns in class three markets. Class four, even more impressive, butter and non-fat dry milk climbing strongly higher to start this year. Butter especially up at multi-year highs and non-fat continuing to make gains.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Thanks to Dr. Alley at North Carolina State University. He put together a few colostrum myths, and I've kind of extended those just to kill some of the myths that have been talked about with colostrum. And first, colostrum from heifers should be discarded. Well, actually, the IgG concentration in heifer colostrum can often be high. Yes, on average, it'll be lower. But keep in mind the problem with averages. Some heifer colostrum, it sure beats no colostrum at all. Number two, pooling colostrum from different cows improves the quality. Actually, pooling colostrum overemphasizes the poorer quality, the high volume, low IgG concentrations, which oftentimes can occur. Another one is the thicker the colostrum, the better. Actually, it's really very difficult to measure colostrum quality based on visualization. And I have been fooled completely by some very thick colostrum that actually turned out to not to be the highest quality.
Dr. Tom Earlywine, Director of Nutritional Services with Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Solutions.
Wednesday.
And we're really trying to maximize our growth and maximize this target to get that heifer into a more profitable state, because we know with our heifers that they're a large investment from birth to calving. It costs about $2,500 to raise that heifer, including the cost of that calf when she's born. And so it's interesting. We kind of have this question of how can we have conception? Is there a way that we can push this to maybe have them in that more profitable state earlier on? But it's a challenge and we have to hit certain growth targets. For heifers, we've always talked about having an average daily gain close to about 1.8 pounds per day. And, you know, it's really lofty to try to hit these goals and making sure that we're having heifers hit these goals. It kind of gets to this question of what's our optimal age at first calving? Can we push this earlier to have them conceive earlier? Because, you know, that investment of raising a heifer is very costly. So if we can reduce that time and that investment and get them to a more profitable state, that might be advantageous. But we also don't want to have the flip of the coin or the double-edged sword where we're pushing them to enter the state when they maybe not have the maturity to do so.
Those are comments from Megan Lauber, the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Thursday.
So the Dairy Revenue Protection Insurance Program is a relatively new program. Quite simply, it's a crop insurance tool that allows producers to buy a milk price floor at subsidized levels. And we've seen pretty incredible uptake in this program over the course of the last couple of years that it's been available, with somewhere around 25 to 30% of the U.S. milk supply covered by the program at times.
When we talk about the timing of this, how are things looking now?
Right now, we're seeing some really great opportunities for producers to buy floors, DRP floors, at historically high levels. For instance, on January 21st, a producer could layer in $20-plus floors for both Class 3 and Class 4 for the second quarter for less than 50 cents a hundredweight. So, like I said, some really good opportunities to get coverage at current market.
Friday.
Good news is the USDA projects that milk prices for 2022 should be over $22 for all milk average, and that's about a 15 or 16% increase from 2019. So for the first time in the last 3 months, cow numbers in the United States have dropped down. Normally we see a modest increase, and in a perfect world, those numbers should stay fairly stable. The reason the cow numbers are down probably is related to tight milk prices we've had in 2021 and, of course, higher feed costs. Also, milk production per cow has dropped down about 3 or 4 pounds if you look at the national average over the last several months. That's probably related again to these high feed costs that are occurring here in the United States. While we may be seeing higher milk prices, the answer is that farmers also have higher costs that are going up.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.